on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Happy Hippie Podcast. My name is Amanda McCormack. I am your host. This show is all about exploring products, methods, and mindsets to help you feel better mentally, physically, and spiritually. I believe holistic health is more than just one thing. So you have fitness, yes, but then there's also the nutrition side of things. Then there's also the mindset side of things and just things that are going to level up your spiritual experience, your happiness experience, and everything is connected. So this is what the show is about. This week is a little bit more of a motivational episode, similar to last week. I don't know if you can hear it or if you remember from last week. I was coming down with a cold about a week ago and I'm over a week in. I was like down bed for like 3 days, but I still have a lingering, I don't know. I just have like the sick voice. But I'm pretty good. Like I feel good. I've felt good for about 2 days now, but my voice still sounds bad. And then I have like, you know, if I'm outside for too long, I'll get like a cough. But yeah, so bear with me with that. I didn't have time to record because I physically like could not get through a sentence without coughing or like I was very congested. It was everything. It was chest congestion, nose congestion. And like, I actually haven't been sick in maybe a year and a half. Like I've been like getting a little bit, you know, it was like nice ego check. I was like, wow, this immune system, this immune system is the real deal. It's doing pretty good for me. But I actually had people in my family that were sick and I was helping them with stuff. And then I got sick and I was like, wow, it's making me reevaluate being kind. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, so I didn't get a chance to record during the week with one, me being sick. Like I physically was just like, my head was a mess. It was a bad head cold. I couldn't concentrate. And then if I'd get on the mic, it was literally just like, it's like a smoker's cough every minute. So it came down to me recording today finally. And I've just been thinking a little bit about some mindset things I have. I take notes during the week. My notes app, hectic place. One of my favorite trends is seeing other people's notes apps, like screenshots of it on TikTok, because it makes me feel so much better to see that, you know, there's like one note that says the word egg and then you go down and there's like an ominous quote. And then there's like, you know, I start writing like a comedy script and then underneath that I have all my podcast ideas. But I've been contemplating on like a few themes this week and I just felt like this was what the episode should be about. It's pretty much taking control of your life. That's like what I'm going to be talking about. I'm honestly aiming for this episode to be like a quick, I always say this, but I really mean it, guys. I'm going to do it like 12 minutes, maybe if I can just like talk about this topic. So I'm going to have some ways that maybe you can shift your mindset, but this can also just be a very easy listening kind of motivational take. And there's no like scientific steps or anything like that, but we're just going to be talking about basically how your life and what you experience is like an echo of your beliefs, an echo of what you believe, of what's going on inside. It's also a projection of how you're feeling inside, like physically, like your nutrition, your fitness, just the way you feel as a person inside and what you're experiencing inside of your human form is how life is going to be on the outside, and how you're going to actually react to that and how you're going to perceive it is based on what's going on in here, in the head, in the heart, and in the body, in the muscles. So we're going to talk a bit about that, taking control of your life, what you're experiencing, and we're even going to talk a little bit about boundaries. So let's drop in for a little bit of a motivational just reminder, because sometimes you just need to hear these things. Like this week, it's been like a refresher for me to hear these things. So I heard the phrase, you are the CEO of your life. It made me think you're the CEO of your body, of your experiences, of your overall happiness, because you are. And there's something about that type of mindset where part of me feels it is like, in the past I might have maybe had a resistance to hearing that type of thing, or maybe you're having a resistance to hearing it, but it's so true. Like there are a lot of things in life that we do have control of, in a sense. Now there's a fine line between feeling like we have control of things and being super controlling over everything in your life, which is why all of this work is like a journey, and it's interesting to see where and when sometimes you may be feeling like you're taking way too much control, but you do have, it's true. Just think about it on a very basic pen and paper. You have control of a lot of things in your life. You do. You have control of, in a way, like, hear me out, because I know a lot of these things can definitely have lots of, it depends on the person, you know, everything is unique to a human. I get that. And I'm not talking out of like my ass. I don't want to sound like somebody who's speaking from like, I don't know. I don't want to sound naive or I'm just like spitting stuff out, but it is true. You do have control over a certain amount of like the, like what you're putting in your body, like nutrition and food wise. Yes. Job, money, location, access to food, all of that. There's tons of things that do affect it. And I'm not erasing that. But when you think about it and you want to, like, you can take control of your life. Like, there's awesome times where you can, like, take the reins, you know? Like, you get to choose what you put into your body. And it's not, like, in a very strict, like, fear-mongering way. But, like, you can choose, like, most of the time to put things in your body that are going to help and fuel. And with that mindset, it makes it easier, I think, to know that, hey, I'm putting good stuff in my body. And then sometimes when you're putting things in your body that, because I don't like to label it good and bad technically, but you're putting something in your body that, like, I don't know, like Doritos, if you're enjoying them, like, hey, I'm putting this in my body because I'm enjoying it, you know? But it also helps you just keep the idea of doing good stuff for you, you know, because you're in control of what you're consuming. That also being said, the type of music you listen to, the media you consume, the books you read, you are in control of some factors, you know, of how you spend your free time. Not trying to be the person that gets on here and it's like, you should never scroll on your phone. You need to always be reading the Bible and self-development books. But it is true to a certain extent that, yeah, you might have divots of time that you can be using to expand yourself. You can also use that time to relax. But just knowing that you have that little bit of control at, in different ways in your day, different ways in your week, different ways in your month, like over time, you do have that, which is like an amazing thing to reflect on. And it kind of gets me excited to like live knowing that I have, like, thankfully, I have this sense of control in my life, because there's some situations in life where people may have a little bit of less control, and where you are now, you have way more control of things than you think. And with that being said, sometimes I feel we slip into like a really passive state where we become passive in our life, whether that be and that stems from, I think, just kind of separating, which this is all part of the human experience. There's nothing wrong or inherently bad with this. It's forgetting and like losing that awareness, you know, when you get caught up in things, whether it be your mind's a little scrambled or you're just doing a lot and you kind of get like whoop, pulled away from who you are, your essence, your goals, your being, your passion. You can call it whatever you want, your dharma, like whatever aligns with you. It, you know, we get caught up in life and we get pulled away. So that's why I do talk about these mindfulness techniques in a way to kind of ground and anchor back into yourself, because that's when you reconnect, you can realign. And that's why spending time, whether again it be on the scale of day, week, or month, a day can be a 5-minute meditation. During your week, you can cultivate, like, it could be like an hour within the time in your week. And then your month, maybe you put aside a day to go do something that's going to bring you back to who you are, whether that be taking a self-care day, a self-care hour, or like 10 minutes. Sometimes it's important to just come back to yourself, because it kind of takes you out of that state and stops you from letting your life be really passive, you know, letting things happen to you and just not remembering that, hey, like, I actually do have a say in a lot of things. You know, we're going to talk about boundaries in this episode, because you do have a say. Like, you can put your foot down with things. You can choose things that align with you more. You don't always have to go to events. You don't always have to stay in. Like, you know, it's so cool. You really are behind the steering wheel in this life. And I heard this phrasing in an episode, and it was about food. So I realized you can present it in the other ways, but the food aspect was really cool, where sometimes we feel passive in the way that we're eating. You know, we're eating out a lot. Not that that's totally bad. Nothing is. I'm just like giving examples. I feel like sometimes I have to, you know, like disclaimer, but I really don't. So sorry. Sometimes that's just something I do, and I'm trying to get better at it. Anyway, becoming passive in your life with the way you eat. Like, sometimes we forget we have control. Like, if we can actually make stuff, like, we can put ingredients together in our kitchen. We can add to our shopping list. Like, there's ways that we can expand what we're already doing. And sometimes it just takes the awareness to remember that. Sometimes we get caught up in the passive motions. That's when we find ourselves complaining a lot or just hating on what's going on. And we forget, like, we can do very, very small things, to pivot and kind of go towards maybe a different direction and explore things. But we do have that control. So remembering that we don't have to become passive all the time. We don't have to let our lives be passes, but we get to be active. We have an active part in making choices and making habits and making decisions in performing the way you want to in life. Like, we don't have to be passive the entire time. That's the beauty of this life, is that we're pretty much like the CEO of our life, of our bodies, of our minds, which is beautiful in so many ways. And sometimes we just need to remember that. We'll remember it sometimes. And then again, you get caught up in the day-to-day things, the ebb and flow of life. And we need to pull ourselves back into the present moment, or pull ourselves back to who we are. And that's why, again, like I mentioned, journaling, grounding, meditation, these practices, they help you. If you're just on a fitness journey, if some of the stuff I say doesn't align with you, that's awesome. But knowing that these techniques I mentioned, like grounding yourself and quieting your mind and just getting clear on these visions, it's going to help you with your eating. It's going to help you with your exercise. It's going to help you find things that light you up. That's why I say everything is connected. When I first started doing coaching, I definitely approached it from just fitness. Like, my thing was, I spent years learning how to create exercise programs, and I'm good at it and I enjoy it and I was passionate about it. When I first started leaning into coaching, I was like, I don't know, something in me was just telling me something's missing. There's more to this. It's not just, here's an exercise program. Like, your sleep and the way you're eating and the way you're feeling and where your head is at, it all ties into that. I was seeing it in coaching people, and even with moving myself into like a business and like creating my programming and going through the first year and then the second year and then the third, like, you know, every year I was learning more and more. And I was learning that it's not just like one little dividend of life. They all tie into each other, which is again why I always talk about holistic things, but it really is true. If this episode is resonating with you a bit and you haven't read the book, Atomic Habits is a really good way to. It's atomic, and the word small is what the author writes about. He writes about small ways that you can scientifically kind of get these habits going. So if there's something maybe that's coming up with you, or you're thinking about when I'm talking about this episode and that you have the control, that's an awesome book to check out if you want to kind of explore those alleyways. But yeah, I just really, I don't know, this week it just hit me like a bunch of times that like I'm in control, like I can get up and do these things, or I can get up and make something, or I can just, I don't know, get a new vegetable in the grocery store that I haven't been trying. Like, if I want to try it, I can do it. I've been watching people make sourdough bread for months. I'm obsessed with the idea of it. I'm actually taking a sourdough making class. Like, I love sourdough and I'm always buying it, and I still will buy it because sometimes like some places just make a bomb sourdough, but like I can take control. Like, I want to learn how to do it so badly. It would be so awesome, like, to be able to do that. And it looked a little off-putting to me because I know you have to put some time, and that's something that, like, you know, with fitness, but a lot of things, you see the time you have to put in, and there's part of you that's a little overwhelmed because you're like, I'm down here and I want to be up there. But it's all about taking the little steps, the little things. So for example, I'm taking this sourdough class, and I'm hoping, I know I'm not going to be great at it probably for the first few times, but I'm hoping within like a year or two, I'll be able to like make bread for myself. So there's just so many ways that you can, I don't know, it's just like your mindset when you look at things. And the last point I wanted to make, again, I started the episode with it, but the idea that the things you experience in your life are an echo of your beliefs. So if you're believing truly, and like you can watch so many TED Talks and motivational podcasts and other things on this topic if you want to dive into it, it's almost the law of assumption. So not like just the law of attraction, but when you assume something, that's what you're going to see in people. So people, you can see that in relationships. When you assume something about another person because of another, it could be a group of people, like whatever group you're into, based on your past experiences. Like, I've met people where this is like very exemplified, and I kind of love, I know this is like kind of psycho, like, cause like psychology is really interesting to me, but I've met people and I can instantly see their relationship patterns, and probably in myself, there's stuff that I always have to work on, but it's so easy to see it in other people. And I can be talking to someone and I can hear about how they talk about their past relationships or how they approach dating and things like that. And I can just hear their beliefs. They don't hear it as they're speaking, but I can hear people saying it. And I have like three or four friends I met out in Hawaii that like got like cheated on. And I can hear how that like literally affects their perception of future endeavors and things like that. And it's just, again, it's like what you're believing and what you're assuming about other people when you set those like laws, which if you ever read the Four Agreements, he calls them agreements, the word agreement, but it can be used as like a law or just what you're thinking in your head. It's like the sound contract that you make about a belief. That's what a law is to him, basically. So a law in your mind is just like, all like if people are out to hurt me or like I don't trust this person, it's coming from that place of like, that's a set in stone belief inside of you and you're going to see it because that's what you're going to see in people. You know, you're going to start to see people's behavior and you're going to line it up with like what you used to think about with like relationships. And this happens with so many different things. If your experience with fitness comes from, I don't know, growing up and your parents were on Weight Watchers and then people around you were talking about calorie restriction and you know the 100 calorie packs and all those things, that's going to kind of, if you really internalize that and make that a law in your brain that fitness is restricting yourself and it's counting calories and shrinking yourself and going on these programs for like short periods of time to quote unquote jumpstart your motivation, that's going to be what your brain takes in as what fitness is. And then you're going to see that in the world and you're going to live that because that's what's in your head. So the things you see on the outside are literally a stretched out echo of what your beliefs are. So you can always, again, that's the cool thing. It kind of ties into the idea of you're the CEO of your life because you can always course correct and change these things. And again, awareness is coming up because maybe we don't see these things. We don't see what our really concrete beliefs are. And again, your beliefs are shaped by a lot of things in life. They're shaped by your parents, the schools you went to, friends, everything, TV, media. So becoming aware and doing practices like journaling and getting your ideas out on paper or doing a guided meditation where it takes you through your own beliefs, it helps you kind of unpack. And one day you may wake up and be like, oh my gosh, I actually have this set in stone belief about something and it wasn't so apparent to me, but now it is because I've been taking the time to kind of go through them. Again, you can do this in therapy as well, but there's just so many modalities that can help you present these issues. So that's why, again, I always say things are connected, because once you find out, oh my gosh, this kind of belief has been like keeping me in an area, which, you know, we also call them limiting beliefs at the end of the day, but it's holding you back. Then you can, one, it's just like a relief. Two, you can start to practice like compassion with yourself because we have so many of them. Every person has them, which is a relief to hear, right? Like you're not alone with these things. Everybody kind of has their own set. It's the way the brain works and the way the human experience works. But once you unpack it by practicing your journaling, meditation, whatever, maybe there's other modalities. I'm just spitting off what's in my head. It's going to help you with your fitness journey. You know, there's so many things that coincide with each other. And I just wanted to remind you of that today, that you are the CEO, you are in charge, you're the one driving this car. You get to control what you put to a certain extent. You do what you put in your body, what you fuel yourself with, and also what you put out there, how you treat people. That's the cool thing, is like you can always change and you're never defined by what your past is in a way. Like if you think you're one way and that's your belief, like this is how I talk to people, this is how I treat people, this is how I eat, I've just always been this way, this is how I exercise, I just work better with these types of diets, you can change it always. And that's like the cool part about it. You really can. And it doesn't affect who you were in the past or who you are in the future. Like the only thing is now, and you truly can change it. And that's like so refreshing. I kind of want to end the episode there because that sounded really good. Like, didn't that sound like a really good point to end on? I had a note about boundaries as well. It ties into the last part that I just said, but it is really cool to remember that, like, when you set a boundary for yourself, because maybe you're overextending yourself in certain ways, or you're associating with people or things that are lining up with an old belief, it's pretty much setting a standard for your life. Like, you want to set a standard in a certain area. Like, this is how I want to eat. Like, I want to cook my meals at home. a bit of the time. I still want to go out and enjoy life because that's what life is. And we shouldn't be so hard on ourselves with certain things. But you can put your foot down with certain things. Like, you can say no to events or no to people, places. You can also say yes to things that you want. Like, if your boundaries are pointing you in a certain direction and you have your guardrails up, so you're keeping the stuff out that you don't want, but you want to bring stuff into the guardrails, like what's inside of your section where your walls are up or your boundaries, you can say yes to things that are going to bring stuff in. So just remembering that we are in control, we can do these things. We can say yes, we can say no. Something that I recently have been like, I don't know why, like, this is what I'm saying, self-development is so cool, because this just clicked for me fairly recently, like this past year and really honing in on the past few months. I've always been like a people pleaser in the past, so I've been working on that. But I noticed I always had issues with, like, I also have like ADHD, so like my time issues, like my time management sucks, but I try. And I would, in my head, say yes to things because I truly meant it. Like, I wasn't saying it. Like, for example, this happened today, but it happened a bunch of times. Like, today I actually worked and I was up at 3 a.m. for work and I worked all morning, and then I had to go to like a family thing. And then it was like, it was a mass for my grandpa because he passed. And then after we had like a lunch, and it was like all back to back. And I was like, yeah, I can do it. I can do it. And then I was supposed to record this podcast after work before the mass and all of that. And I said yes to the mass. By the time like the mass came, I ended up having to, I ended up having to like not go. I went to the lunch part, but I couldn't make the mass because I was like shaking. Like, I wasn't eating and I was running around, and then it clicked and I kind of came back to myself and I was like, girl, from the get-go, I honestly should have said no to the mass and just yes to the luncheon, because I need to be realistic that I can't put so many things back to back because I'm going to burn out. You know, I had so much going on. I was doing stuff all day yesterday, had to go to bed super early to get up at 3 a.m. Didn't kind of meet that criteria. My book was really good, so I stayed up a little too late. Crazy cliffhanger. And then I'm going to lose my, I almost lost my track, but I'm coming back. I'm coming back here. I just from the get-go should have said, hey, I actually can't make the middle part, like the mass, but I didn't. And then I ended up having to kind of back out, like, you know, the same day. And I don't like doing that, but it finally hit me. The reasoning that I'm like, I just explained, is because I was taking on too much, and it would happen all the time. Like, I'd say yes to go seeing a friend, but I had work that day, and then I had to do a client call, and then this and this, and I had to go do that, blah, 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 blah. Time comes 2 hours before I have to go out, I'm exhausted, you know? So I need to be realistic when I look at my planning and my days. And yes, sometimes I can push through and say yes, but other times I need to realize, like, hey, like, maybe I don't actually have time to go see this person or go to this event or whatever, you know? Maybe it's vice versa. I should go for it. So instead, I need to change something during my day to make it realistic so I can actually hold my promise to this person or whatever. But I used to always like feel bad like about things because I'd like, you know, like basically I'm like flaking. But I realized it's just because I need to put a boundary down and I need to be completely real with myself and how much I can take on in that day. And sometimes it's like, I felt like I didn't want to say to my parents, I can't make this mass. Like, I felt really bad saying, like, I'm like, oh, I can't make that mass. I'm working until an hour before from the middle of the night far away. But I said yes. And then, you know, it could have all just been avoided if I was just real and not afraid to hurt people's feelings and just be like, hey, I don't think I can make the mass, but I can come to the luncheon. And then I went to the luncheon and it was great, but I stressed myself out for nothing basically. So I hope that I only put like one long spiel of a story in this podcast, so you're welcome. But I hope that like gives you an example of what I mean with boundaries. For me, I find the social thing has been something that, like I was saying, like meeting people or doing stuff or just putting stuff back to back and making promises to work and then making promises to this part of my job and this and that, you know? So I am in control. Like, I'm not stuck. I didn't have to wake up today and be like, I have to do all these things. Like, I could have said no. I could have said yes to other things. But just remembering, like, you really are in control. Because that was a total example of me getting really stuck in not presentness, not mindfulness. I was just, my head was everywhere. I was stressed. I wasn't... When I realized, actually, when I didn't eat, I was like, oh, girl, no. We're saying no. We're going to sit down and eat a little breakfast sandwich, and then we're going to go to the luncheon because you're freaking out. When I realized I didn't eat, I was like, whoa, okay. I actually lost, like, I'm not here. I'm just literally not here. I was like in my mind. So sometimes I think it comes down to pulling yourself out of your mind, coming back to yourself, and then remembering, like I've mentioned in other episodes, one of my favorite techniques, remembering who you want to be and then working backwards. So taking actions that your higher self would take. What would she do this week? How would she plan her week? What would she do? Would she give herself the time to rest? Would she say yes or no to these events? Anyway, I think that's it basically for this episode. I actually like that episode. I feel like I made the connections because my 3 points again were you're in control of your life. I wanted to talk a bit about boundaries and then I wanted to talk a bit about your beliefs. And I think I did a pretty good job of tying them in because sometimes I come into the show, I have the points and I don't know where the gab is going to go. This mouth, she's running. I don't know where she's going. So I'm glad she made it there. I don't really have anything to end the episode with. As usual, I have all of my links and my socials in a description. Feel free to reach out to me. My Instagram is happyholistichippie. I really love hearing from everybody. I have conversations with people all the time, actually. So I'm really thankful. Like if you've reached out to me, because there's been a few people the past few weeks who have DM'd me and like, I really enjoy talking to everybody. And even if it's like a comment on a post, but thank you for showing all the support. I'm so excited every time somebody finds my podcast. Like it's just cool to know that it's resonating in a way. Cause I just started this show. I was kind of afraid to do it. So really excited and thankful that people listen to it. So, oh my gosh, I got a little choked up. Well, I hope you have a wonderful day. Thank you again. And stay safe. I don't know. Bye.